He bowed his head and died, he died. For the sins of all he died. He bowed his head. It is finished. Jesus died. It is finished. It is finished is one of the things Jesus said from the cross. The Greek word is tetelestai. Tetelestai. It is finished. It only appears two times in the New Testament. In this verse, John chapter 19, verse 30. And the other place it appears is just two verses before, when the storyteller John tells us that Jesus knew that the time was here to be finished. Only two times. But in the days of Jesus and the days after Jesus, that was a very common word used throughout the culture. We have ancient manuscripts that have that word on it. Some of the most common are receipts from business. When someone paid their bill in full, when their debt was paid, it was written on that bill, tetelestai, your debt is paid. This is one of the things that when Jesus said it is finished, he means the debt of sin is paid. It was also used in court. When a sentence of someone who had been convicted has been fully served, when the time is over for their imprisonment, they receive a word, tetelestai, it is finished, your time of imprisonment is over. The time of our imprisonment from sin is over, Jesus is saying from the cross. It was also a military term. It was used by the military when a conflict was over and a victory has been won. Tetelestai is an announcement of victory, an announcement of conflict being over. Jesus is announcing to us that his conflict, his struggle with evil, his struggle with sin, his struggle with death is complete, is finished. And it is a word of victory. Tetelestai was used in everyday language. Whenever you had a project or some endeavor and you were successful, you would shout out, tetelestai, it is accomplished. I set out to do this task, and I did exactly what I set out to do, tetelestai. Jesus is proclaiming in that word, it is finished. He's proclaiming that his mission, the reason he came onto earth, has been accomplished in that moment of his death. Now, a century ago, there was a common teaching that what Jesus meant was, I am finished. And preachers would talk about all of the betrayals, the denials, the rejection, the suffering that Jesus went through. And they said what he meant was, I'm finished. My life is over. It's done. It was taught as a cry of despair, but it was not. Last night, the focus was on, at the end of worship, we listened to Psalm 22, which begins with the words which we heard tonight, my God, why have you forsaken me? They sound like words of despair. But last night I talked about the fact that they are not. that when Jesus said from the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me? He was beginning to pray Psalm 22 and inviting his family and friends around him to pray Psalm 22. And as I said last night, that every cry of despair, every negative, hurtful part of that psalm led into praising God for what God has done and praising God for God's salvation. It is finished is the same thing. The suffering that Jesus has gone through, his death, coming to the moment where he would give his life over, was a proclamation, not of despair, but of victory. Tetelestai is a cry of victory. The conflict of sin, death, evil, the devil, all of the conflict that Jesus had has been victorious in that moment of death. Redemption has been accomplished for the world. That was the mission of Jesus, to come and bring redemption, to redeem the world, to bring the world back to God. Tetelestai, it is finished. Jesus did what he came to accomplish. Tetelestai is also the heart of the gospel. What we're hearing tonight is that Jesus accomplished salvation. And what that means is that our salvation, our eternity, our resurrection, our going to heaven is not for us to accomplish. That's not our work. Jesus accomplished our salvation for us. That is the gospel that we hear tonight. And that's the gospel that we preserve. And that's the gospel that we are going to proclaim. And future generations are going to hear this gospel. And it will never go away. It will never be forgotten. The gates of hell will not let this message go away. And we are here tonight to proclaim that message. Tetelestai, it is finished. Jesus won our salvation for us. And there's nothing that we can do to accomplish it. Jesus accomplished it on the cross once and for all and for us. What we can accomplish tonight is to trust in the redemption that Jesus won for us. What we can accomplish tonight is to look to the cross as we've been doing and give thanks for our salvation, believe our salvation, and be so filled with excitement and peace and hope for what Jesus did for us that we will tell the world what Jesus has done for us. Now, in that ancient culture, generally speaking, the word tetelestai, it is finished, signified the end. But we're talking about Jesus. And we're talking about what God is about to do. Because for Jesus, tetelestai was an announcement of victory. And it is for Jesus a new beginning. The truth is, a whole new life is going to be coming on the third day. Last night at the beginning of worship, I said that our celebration during these 3 days called the Triduum, beginning with Maundy Thursday and ending on Easter Sunday, these 3 days are one service. And we are moving towards believing and looking at the resurrection that Jesus wins for us. So though tonight is a somber service, we are also celebrating what we believe and what we know to be God's truth. Tonight, we are celebrating our eternal redemption. Tonight, we are celebrating the resurrection. Tonight, as we look to the cross and reflect on the suffering and the pain and what Jesus went through, we know what tetelestai means. It is finished for us. And on the third day, Jesus will rise. And because of his death on the cross, which we look to tonight, we are given the promise that when we come to our moment of death, we can also say tetelestai. But we look to the cross of Christ, who gives us our redemption, our salvation, our eternal life, our heaven. Let us pray. Think about your life, and as you do, listen to the voice of God. God enters in tonight, and I believe with all my heart this is what God is saying. As we look to the cross, as we stand at the foot of the cross, God is saying, "This is my Son, in whom I am well pleased. He did this for you. For you. For you."